KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty. And shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., tribal chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria is proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment. equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Good quality ceiling paint. You can go with white. Some people go with like a slightly tinted color just to soften up the space, but that's totally up to you.
I've got all that texture off, the popcorn off. Do they make a paint with a texture, a lot light texture in it now?
Yeah, I mean, textured ceilings in a bathroom space are kind of like the worst idea because you have a lot of moisture in the space, and that textured ceiling, if it's not sort of a stuccoed, stippled surface, is going to be made out of kind of like a fibrous material encased in that paint. And then it kind of gives you the opportunity to have mold growth, and of course you can't clean it. So it's really a terrible spot for a textured ceiling like that. So if I were you, I would not put any texture back up there. You just got it all off. Prime that ceiling, go for a good quality top coat, and you'll be so very, very happy. And of course, with a ceiling, don't go with any sheen, especially after you've sort of removed all this texture, because you could end up, if you put any kind of a sheen in that paint, you're going to very much notice any of that, you know, difference in texture, height, motion, whatever. You'll see it the second you add like the slightest bit of sheen. But a flat paint, for some reason, makes it so that you can't see any of it.
All right. Very good.
Thanks so much, Bill. Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for joining us this hour on The Money Pit. When we return, we are going to help out your kitchen countertops because they bear the brunt of all of the kitchen's busiest wear and tear. So we've got tips on the most durable and easiest ways that you can maintain those countertops just ahead. Gets warmer, you're going to want to spend more time outside enjoying your porch or patio. The Money Pit and Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, have put together the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, patio, or any concrete surface into an attractive surface that will last for years. It's so easy to enter. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter daily now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners will each receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products, everything needed to refresh 200 square feet of concrete space. Choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating, and also get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space in your home. 20 runner-up winners will each receive Deich Coatings' newest product, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit, valued at $150. Enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Good luck, everybody.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys doing? Are you spring organizing this weekend? I feel like just when I think I'm done, there's like one more closet or cabinet that can really use a fresh approach. And this is a fun, quick little tip. If you're in need for some quick cabinet organization, I highly recommend using tension rods. You kind of stand them up from like the top of the cabinet to the shelf. Now that's going to create these little sections that you can store your pans, your platters, your trays, whatever's, you know, very neatly. Not only are they cheap, but they are quick and really an efficient way to get your cupboards in top shape after a long winter of kind of just shoving everything away. So, you know, not the best thing to add to your Mother's Day weekend, another project, but I get it. We're all doing projects anyway. So what's one more? All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones. Who's up?
Judy in Louisiana reached out Leslie with a cleaning question about mold, and here she is.
Hi, I was asking about mildew and mold on brick. How do I get it off the easiest way? I mean, it's outside. How do I get it off the easiest way without damaging the mortar?
All right, Judy. Well, you know, there's a variety of products out there that can get rid of that mold and mildew on stone. And, you know, what it does really is it breaks down the fibers of that moss or mildew, and then the rain kind of washes it away. They're slow working. It's not like you're going to put it on and everything's going to be gone immediately and clean. So you kind of have to have a little patience. But what it's doing is it's breaking down that moss and mildew, getting it down to the fibers, and then washing it away with the natural rain. So you could look at stuff like
spray and forget or wet and forget. There's another one called Concrobium. I mean, Zinsser makes one. Pretty much all of these products are basically a mildicide, and they're designed to kill that material. You know, you can use them on the roof. You can use them on a shed roof, just pretty much anywhere where you see this natural mold mildew occurrence. And, you know, over time, you're going to notice that you'll be seeing those shingles again, or that siding again, or that brick again, as if that mold and mildew never existed. So it kind of melts it away. Now, you can pressure wash some of it off, but you just have to be careful and be gentle with that pressure washer, because with the brick, you don't want it to destroy the mortar and start breaking out the mortar from between the brick. So just be very careful in how you use it. Use a very low pressure setting. Try in a spot that's maybe behind some plantings or something. So if you do happen to make an error, it's not going to be something that's very prominent on the top of the house. You just have to be careful. But there are ways to get rid of that mold and mildew and have that brick looking beautiful again. All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, kitchen counters serve as the work surface for family life. It's where you prepare food, you eat family meals maybe, you pay your bills, you help with homework. That is why choosing a material for the countertops that can stand up to all of that is very important. Now, here's a few to consider, and we're going to start off with natural stone. Yeah, it's probably one of the most popular options, a natural stone countertop, because it adds richness and depth to a space, and it really does make a great choice for kitchens and baths. Now, granite and quartz have become the gold standard lately. They're beautiful, but they can be very costly. Now, a smaller bathroom can provide opportunity for a luxe look with, you know, a budget price, obviously, because you need less countertop. Now, a solid surface countertop, that's also a great option. They look good. They offer more design flexibility since they can be custom made to fit your needs. The composite materials available are in so many colors and textural blends, and solid surface countertops, they're gorgeous, and they can also be part of a green kitchen or a bath design because it kind of incorporates old pieces of other materials that are remade into a new surface, which is great because I love the idea of repurposing everything. A solid surface is durable, it's stain resistant, they can be easy to install, they're affordable. The only downside was, you know, with the color, because you don't want to choose something that's super light because it's not going to stand up well to tomato sauce unless you have like an excellent cleaner handy, because even with natural surfaces, tomato sauce, lemon juice for some reason kind of interacts with the color, wine, anything that's really heavily saturated like that can get into those surfaces and obviously will require their own approach to sort of get rid of. So just be cautious. If you've got your heart set on a lighter color, just be ready to clean and also just be careful with those things that could stain it. Now, if you're looking for a DIY countertop solution, ceramic tile is great because there's size, color, shape, texture, tons of options available. It's durable, it's stain resistant, they're easy to install, and they're affordable. Well, they can be affordable. If you're like me and you go to the tile store, you instantly walk over to the most expensive one because why not? That just seems to be the one that always catches my eye. And then I walk back and say, okay, not that price. And then you got to keep looking. But you have to remember with a countertop that's made from tile, that grout is going to need to be sealed to help prevent staining. And then the last option I would say is butcher block. It's really beautiful, and I love that kind of natural look, but it's going to need the most care because you need to prevent absorption of E. coli bacteria. So there's a lot of care that goes into maintaining a butcher block countertop. If you want some more ideas on countertop choices and countertop care, lots of information at moneypit.com. Jim, who is standing by to lend a hand?
Doug is in Rhode Island, Leslie, and he's got a question about a really cool plumbing product, in my opinion, and they're called Shark Bites. Tell us what you're working on, Doug.
Yeah, I'm in the process where I'm planning to change my two outside faucets to the type that where the actual shut off is like a foot within the house, inside the house, to avoid having to shut down everything in the winter, because it'll drain from a foot inside the house. I'm not sure what they call that mechanism, but I'm thinking rather than have to deal with soldering any pipes in tight quarters, I'm thinking of using the Shock Bite product that eliminates any soldering. And so I basically want your opinion on that.
Yeah, Doug, that's really kind of the perfect application for something like this. It's basically a push-to-connect fastener, and then you press it on one end of the pipe and then press it on the other, and it kind of makes this permanent watertight seal. It's a great product for that exact reason, because you do not have to solder. And a lot of times when you do install those hose bib valves, that's basically what you're talking about here. And what's awesome about it is solder-free connection. You do have to invest a little bit, of course, in the tools that actually crimp and make that connection for you. So it is a little bit more money up front. But think about all the possibilities of what you can do. You know, if you're in a tough spot or in a crawl space or working near wood floor, this is really the perfect tool and the perfect product for that. And by the way, if you make a mistake, you can take them apart. Of course, that's another special tool that you'll need, and it's oddly called a tongue. I feel like all of these things have strange names.
No, we're over here. This one we got to take apart.
Not yours, Jim.
Oh.
It's an actual tool called the tongue.
Oh, that makes way more sense. Okay.
Yes, and thankfully you can speak again from your home state of Michigan. But what happens with the tongue is it kind of just goes into that shark bite connection and releases it. So it releases that mechanism that holds the pipe so you can take it apart. And again, all of these tools are kind of a couple of dollars each. It's something that you're going to want to pick up because, you know, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's really an awesome way to make a perfect plumbing connection.
Does it just work forever or...
I mean, it's kind of like a Chinese finger puzzle. Is that okay to call it that? You know, those stretchy straw things that you put your two fingers in.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you go to pull your fingers out, you can't unless you're pushing it in. So that's really the only way you can get the shark bite connection apart is by pushing it back together. So I think it's pretty sturdy.
I know they were, you know, maybe a little more pricey than using solder and fittings, but it seems like a more practical application, and as you mentioned, being in a tight spot.
Yeah, and exactly. It's a lot less expensive than perhaps causing a house fire by, you know, not correctly using a soldering torch.
Yeah, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Heading off to Nevada, we've got Bill on the line with an LED lighting question. What can we do for you, Bill?
I recently replaced a standard overhead incandescent lighting fixture with a LED lighting fixture. The installation went okay. Everything works. But when you turn on the light, there's a delay. There's about a second and a half, maybe a two-second delay before the lights actually come on. Is that standard? What causes it? And more importantly, is there something I can do?
Yeah, you know, we've seen that with some of the LED fixtures, and it just kind of seems to be normal. LED bulbs are pretty complicated, and when you think about all the circuitry that goes into it, I just presume that it just takes a bit to bring that light up and maintain it at that level. So I've never kind of really thought twice about this being an issue, but I could see how it might be surprising to you.
And that technology, Leslie, has actually come a long way. It's pretty neat now that they have actually dimmable LEDs, because originally, as you recall, you'd flip them on, you get the symptom that Bill just described. Now with the new LED compatible dimmers and lights, things have turned around, and you know, you pay a little bit for that, but it's cool that you can do it, because originally, you know, 10-15 years back, it was on or off.
On or off.
Yep.
And cold blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a ton of choices. It can be warm. It can be daylight.
5600K, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices. Thanks for joining in on the home improvement fun. We always have something going on at the Money Pit. And now through June 9th, we've got a great sweepstakes going on. You can enter our porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. We are giving away $5,000 in Deich Coatings products. We'll share all of those details in just a bit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
America needs an educational realignment like never before. Our guest has the answer to how that might just happen. And let's not forget the wails of O Canada, all that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
People are able to put Gucci on layaway.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Luxury brand Gucci has partnered with a firm to offer tailored monthly payments for buy now, pay later. If you can't afford Gucci, that's okay, but don't do this. This won't end well.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
/wonder.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Going to summer camp can be both nerve-wracking and exciting. But for children who fear an allergic reaction or asthma attack, their anxieties might be much greater. Dr. James Tracy is the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
A little planning goes a long way towards making kids feel safe as well as ready. That's why parents should see their allergist as soon as possible. This will ensure that their kids have everything they need for their allergies or asthma.
What should parents know when choosing a camp?
Some parents might want to consider a specialty camp that focuses solely on kids with asthma, or one that deals specifically with food allergies. But even if parents choose a traditional camp, they should help staff as well as administrators be prepared by discussing any health needs well in advance of the camp.
Learn more at ACAAI.org. That's ACAAI.org. I'm Bob Pebo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned that problems don't define what your whole career is going to be, and getting over obstacles will help you later on.
No, and you will find problems all over the place, man. I have filed bankruptcy. Don't you think that everything is being nice? When I was putting together the franchise, my wife was the love of my life. She was discovered a brain tumor, okay? And she lasted for 15 months. So I had to take care of her, take care of my business. It was a balance that I had to do it. Things are going to come to your life, and you have to decide how to balance it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I am Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on? Are you doing some gardening this weekend? I have always found that Mother's Day marks the time when it's like super warm out, or it's actually not going to be frosty anymore, so you can plant those beautiful flowers. You can do all of that gardening. You can put the mulch out there. All of the things that you've been kind of itching to do as the weather's been warming up and winter's been getting in our rearview mirror a little more. So now is the time. Get out there, enjoy your Mother's Day, sit by the garden, have somebody plant some flowers for you. Whatever you are doing, have a great weekend, and let's find out what projects are on everybody's to-do list. So, Jim, let's see who's got one we can help out with. Who's up on the phones?
We've got Kirsten in my home state of Michigan. You notice I point that out all the time, right? Is this my
home state? Know you're from Michigan, Jim.
Yeah, go blue, go green. Kirsten, I'm sorry. What's going on?
We have been in our house for 15 years, colonial. And came home the other day, and my husband said that there were water spots, about four of them, on our family room ceiling. And just above that is the master bathroom where lots of showers take place.
All right, so this is just below your master bath. Do you have a shower or a bathtub there?
We have both.
All right, is it a standalone shower stall?
Yes.
Okay, so do you happen to know what the shower pan is made of? Is it tile? Is it fiberglass?
Fiberglass.
All right, so you know it's fiberglass. Great. And what you're going to have to do here is try to do some detective work. We're going to have to figure out where exactly this water is coming from. I mean, obviously, it's coming from somewhere in that bathroom, but I can tell you with the shower pan, which we hope is okay, we're going to have to do some testing, because if it's not okay, you're going to have to rip out a good part of that shower stall to fix it. So what you want to do here is take a washcloth or even one of those rubber pads that you use to open up a jar that's too tight. Those work really well. And you put it over the drain. And then you fill that shower pan up about 3 or 4 inches with water. I mean, as much as you can fill it without it overflowing. And then you just let it sit there for a while. And pretty much as soon as you fill it up, I want you to go downstairs and take a look at the ceiling. See then if you've got any leaks, because we've done this test before, and we've seen it leak almost immediately, because basically what you're doing is you're filling up that shower pan, and you're making sure there's no fine cracks in that pan. If there are cracks in that pan, that's where the leak's going to be.
In the bathroom.
Right, but on the shower pan, you don't have tile, correct? Because sometimes we see lead-lined shower pans where this goes through quickly, so we do want to know if that's okay. The next thing you want to do is carefully look at the tile walls, and you want to make sure that the joints are all caulked in the corners and where the tile meets that shower pan itself, because that's another area where the water can tend to leak through. And then lastly, you kind of have to examine the tile very carefully to see if you see any gaps in the grout, because what can happen is it might not leak when you're just draining water straight through the shower pan, but when you're in the shower and the water hits your body and it kind of bounces off you and hits the walls, then maybe that's when you're getting the leak. So it's sort of like wind-driven rain, but think of you as the wind-driven rain, if that makes sense. So you kind of really have to look at all of these different areas. You're going to kind of problem solve to see where this water is actually happening. All right, so, I mean, what we're doing here is trying to see if it is 100% that master bath. If it's not, we can start looking at some other things. You know, is there a vent pipe that goes through the roof somewhere near there? Could water be getting through that? Is there an issue with flashing? Is there something wrong on the roof? There's just some things that we'll have to sort of check off our list as we sort of problem solve and, you know, test. So start with all those things in the master bath, check all the stuff for the shower, and see what comes of it.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kristen. It's going to be a little bit of investigative work, but we are here to help you out. So once you kind of see where that leak is coming from, reach back out and we can talk you through it. Well, we are thrilled to announce that we've partnered with Deich Coatings to bring you the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. We love to give stuff away with our partners. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, your patio, and any other concrete surface you like into an attractive surface that will last for years. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes right now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners are each going to receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products. You can choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating, and you're also going to get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space for your home. There'll also be 20 runner-up winners who will each receive a track safe anti-slip color kit valued at $150. You can enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. This is the Money Pit. When we return, is your driveway ready for a do-over? You know, asphalt driveways definitely take a beating from cars and kids, and don't forget all that weather has been happening this winter season. So we are going to share some tips on how to restore your driveway, no matter how worn it is, after this. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to make some renovations like a pro? Well, you can tune into the Money Pit podcast where we've got expert tips and tricks. You know, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, even a total home makeover, we are ready to share the knowledge to give you the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro.
Carson sent us a message on our voicemail system, Leslie, at moneypit.com, by the way. And here we go. Let's hear what he has to say.
I have stairs in an apartment, and the bottom half are open, and they have carpet, which is just wrapped around and stapled underneath. Is there a good final product that I can put on the stairs and get away from carpet?
So, Carson, this is tricky because what you've mentioned is that the bottom few are these open steps and you want to get rid of the carpeting, which is fine. You can totally get rid of that carpeting and remove all those staples. But I don't know where you're going to or where you're coming from. So what's the floor that you're landing on? What's on the upper steps that you're coming from? Do you not care? Do you want to match? Do you want to compliment it? Because there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. You know, there are vinyl tread options from different companies like American Stair Treads, and they have a bull nose and a square nose kind of built right in that you could just attach to the existing step. They're like gray, tan, black, but they're kind of very industrial looking. So, you know, does that work? But there are some available online that do have that cap nose kind of built into the tread themselves. They come sort of in a 4-foot length. You cut them to the right size and then, you know, attach according to the manufacturer directions. So I think there are options that are available to you. They're not really the most cost effective. Like if they're 48 inches wide, you can maybe get 2 steps out of them. So you're looking at like $30 a step, which isn't tremendously expensive for the 4 steps, but you kind of have to figure out what are we trying to match. Do you want a wood look that matches whatever that wood floor is below? Is there carpeting below? It doesn't matter. You're going for a solid color. So there are options out there. I would just kind of figure out what the look you want is and then go from there. Not a difficult project.
I'd go with the ice cap. Tim Hortons, preferably.
Well, asphalt driveways take a beating from Mother Nature, the sun, moisture, certainly the winter's freeze-thaw cycles. All of that weather combines to cause cracks and deteriorate that asphalt surface. And it's the asphalt that kind of binds everything that holds your driveway together. So if it seems like your driveway is ready for replacement, you know, you've got some options. First, know what you're buying. Aside from driveway sealing, which is when a very thin coating of asphalt sealer is applied, and that's really just kind of, you know, refinishing the surface. It just puts a smooth black finish on top. But there are actually 3 ways that you can redo your driveway. Now, a pro can add a layer to what you already have, or if the driveway is in really bad shape, they can completely tear it out and start from scratch. But if the driveway is just worn and doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option. So for driveway replacement, the most important thing is the preparation of the base. Now, once the old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, like, you know, typically 6 inches of the gravel, is going to be installed. And then you've got to roll it out. And I mean tamp it, roll it. But I'm not talking about just like with a dinky little roller. Like a walk-behind roller could be like 3,500 pounds. But if the company who's installing it has like a drive-in one, they could be like 11,000 to like 30,000 pounds. So what's happening is it is sort of crushing down and tamping down this gravel base so that it will be solid, like a finished road. And that is really what you want, because when this part is done well, you can expect your driveway to look like the day it was put down for many, many, many years. Now, lastly, it's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Some asphalt has more aggregate, kind of like the stone in it, than others. If you go with one that's too sandy, the driveway won't be as strong and you could have problems in as little as a few years. But if you put down one that has more aggregate, it's going to last 10 or more. Sandy asphalt might give you a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So you always want to choose an asphalt mix that has more gravel. Listen, guys, we can't wait to see all of those freshened up driveways that you're tackling this summer. Send us your pictures at moneypit.com. We love braggers. It's fine. Be proud of the work you do. So send us some images and maybe we'll start rotating them on our social media so we can all see what you guys have been working on and you can give yourself an attaboy. All right, Jim. Let's get back to the phones.
Okay, we're heading out to Maine where Carol's got an electrical problem. And, Leslie, you already know my answer when it comes to electrical.
Hire a pro?
Now, let's hear what the question is. Maybe not.
All right. Maybe not.
But if you got to ask some questions, there's your answer.
Maybe you should not be doing it. All right, let's hear what Carol's got going on.
We are doing replacing some outlets, older outlets. And the outlets that we are taking out have 2 black wires and 2 red wires. And our question is, Do we need to replace both of those black wires and both of those red wires on the new receptacle?
All right, so Carol, when you're removing this outlet and you're replacing the receptacle, you should see black wires and red wires, and generally those should be the hot live wires. And then you should have some white wires that would be the neutral. And this is all a should be. If your house has been wired incorrectly in any way, it might not be correct. And if you accidentally put a white wire to a black wire, you could cause a short, like tripping or even a fire. So what I would say, if you're unsure about this in any way, it's better to consult an electrician. But generally, when you're replacing outlets, it's wire for wire. So black to black, red to red, white to white. You want to make sure that you're connecting everything the way that it should go. So if you're asking the questions, I would say maybe hire a pro. And generally with smaller projects like this, it's kind of good to, you know, have a couple of them around, change all the receptacles in one room or
get the most bang for your buck. Yeah, because they're there anyway. Yeah,
exactly. Because they're going to be there. They're going to charge you for the hour rather than having something that's done super quick. Put a bunch of stuff together and get all of those projects done.
Carol, if you do decide to do it or yourself or have somebody do it, take a picture as you're taking it apart so you can see exactly. Because what happens if you take it apart and you don't do it right then and there, there's a real good chance you're going to forget what wire went where.
Yeah.
Just take a picture.
Oh, and Carol, I didn't say it, but make sure that power is off.
Let's back up a little, shall we?
Power off. Wire for wire. Be safe. I think we fixed it.
When we return, we'll share some projects that can find new purpose for those old decor pieces kicking around your money pit. So stick around.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
.com/book. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. We want you to make your good home better, and we want to help you do the same. But I want Jim to share with us. It's Mother's Day, you guys. It's Mother's Day weekend, and you should be celebrating your moms often and, you know, doing nice things and helping out around the house. But Jim, one year, and you didn't even do this for Mother's Day, Jim treated his mom to the happiest birthday gift ever, which I think could inspire some great Mother's Day gifts. So what happened, Jim?
Well, I took my mom to see her favorite singer of all time, Johnny Mathis.
Oh, my God, I love this.
And I got used some industry pull and got into the green room. She got to meet him, get his autograph, and a big hug and kiss from Johnny Mathis.
I love
that. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Oh, I love that so much. Happy Mother's Day, you guys.
Ah, the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle, all are key to a green lifestyle. Leslie has tips to help with one green table-building project that delivers all three R's. Leslie has that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I got a lot of words. These are my last ones for today, though, you guys. I always found that when we were doing these home makeover shows on TLC, HGTV, we had, like, really no money for anything. And so when we were going around these homes, we would always find things that we could repurpose. And this really is a great trick of the trade. You just turn unusual items that you've got around the house into functional and good-looking side tables. So it could be as simple as finding a glazed ceramic garden tool. Maybe you actually use it outside. Maybe it's just looking a little grungy and could benefit from a pressure washer. But you can also find them everywhere from discount shops to those super high-end stores where they're going to charge you hundreds of dollars for something that shouldn't cost that much. But they look fantastic as little unexpected side tables or a spot in the bathroom to put a little candle on or an orchid or just some rolled up towels. It's just another use for something that might not normally, you know, be used in the bathroom. You might just put one outside. So definitely think about, you know, kind of putting something from one spot somewhere else. Now, I used to find rain drums, simple plastic barrels that are used to collect rain outside, vintage wire baskets, stacking up old suitcases, a cool old musical instrument. These can all work well as a table base. The only thing you have to do is when you're thinking about this transformation is you have to think, how can I secure this wire basket to a tabletop? How can I turn this cool guitar into a table base? And sometimes that's as simple as a base with a post and securing an item you find to the post. Sometimes it's as simple as running a pipe up through the center of something so that that stack becomes secure, and then securing a tabletop on with a flange. Sometimes a piece could just work on its own, and then you put a custom piece of tempered glass right on top as the tabletop. So these are great ways that you can create a functional, recycled, repurposed side table out of something that's totally unique, whether you find it in your home, you find it at a yard sale, at a thrift shop, whatever it is. And I love a challenge, you guys. If you have something in your money pit that you're like, you can't make this into a table, I bet you I can. I could probably also make something into a lamp. That's another trick I like to do.
Don't bet against Leslie. You'll lose.
I like to turn random things into lamps, sconces, hanging light fixtures. So I'm going to put this challenge out there. Send me, first of all, what you've worked on. I want to see it. But also send me something that you would love to see be a table or lamp. And I bet you we can make it. And we'll share it on our socials. Can't wait to see what you guys are working on. All right, well, coming up next week, as we move towards summer, saving water becomes more and more important. But rather than relying on your kids and family to use less water, which, let's be honest, is not going to happen, new fixtures can actually do that water saving for you, and they are simple plumbing projects. We're going to tell you how to find faucets, toilets, showers, sprinklers that can do the job without wasting the water. Well, happy Mother's Day, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you're enjoying your day in the way that makes you most happy. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit.
Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
America needs an educational realignment like never before. Our guest has the answer to how that might just happen. And let's not forget the wails of Oh Canada, all that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
People are able to put Gucci on layaway.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Luxury brand Gucci has partnered with a firm to offer tailored monthly payments for buy now, pay later. If you can't afford Gucci, that's okay, but don't do this. This won't end well.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR. Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. An explosion has killed one person and heavily damaged a fertility clinic Saturday in the upscale California city of Palm Springs. The FBI is characterizing it as an intentional act of terrorism. Akil Davis is head of the FBI's Los Angeles field office, saying that the clinic was deliberately targeted. He declined to elaborate how authorities have reached that conclusion. President Trump says he'll speak by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine on Monday.
President Donald Trump posted on his Truth Social site Saturday that he'll be speaking by phone on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the war in Ukraine. Trump says that the subject will be stopping the bloodbath. Then Trump says he plans to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and members of NATO. Meanwhile, Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone on Saturday hit a bus evacuating civilians from a frontline area in Ukraine's northeastern Sumy region, killing 9 people. Zelensky described the attack as deliberate killing of civilians. I'm Donna Warder.
2 polls indicate a majority of approval for President Trump.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance against 48% who disapprove. Within those numbers, 38% strongly approve, while 37% strongly disapprove. Unless the Rasmussen results appear an exception, Friday's RMG research poll shows President Trump with a 52% approval rating against 48% who disapprove. 2 other polls have majority support for the president among the 14 included in the Real Clear Politics average, which shows President Trump's rating averaging at 46.1% approval. George Williams reporting.
Tornadoes in several states overnight, 27 killed, including 18 in Kentucky, 7 in Missouri, 2 more in Virginia. Forecasters say more rough weather is likely. More at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
As promised, the U.S. military is working out plans to identify and oust transgender service members. We get more on this story from correspondent Jennifer King.
A new order directs U.S. military commanders to identify troops who are transgender or have gender dysphoria, then send them to get medical checks in order to force them out of the service. A new question about gender dysphoria is being added to that medical assessment. That's according to a senior defense official, laying out the new process of Donald Trump's directive to remove transgender service members from the military. Another official says the DOD has scrapped, for now, plans to go through health records. Instead, those who do not voluntarily come forward could be outed by command or others aware of their medical status. Active duty troops are being offered roughly double the amount of separation pay to voluntarily identify themselves, with a deadline of June 6th. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting. Correspondent John Scott reports on a mother in Texas who has found herself in deep trouble.
The mother is accused of buying her 13-year-old son ammunition and tactical gear. Police say he was planning mass violence at his school. The mother has been charged with aiding in the commission of terrorism. Authorities in San Antonio said the boy's mother had previously been contacted by police, her son's school, and Child Protective Services with concerns about the boy. She's free on $75,000 bond. The boy has been charged with terrorism and remains in custody. John Scott reporting.
New Jersey Transit train engineers have gone on strike in a dispute over wages. But that leaves an estimated 350,000 commuters in New Jersey and New York City to seek other means to reach their destinations or even consider staying home. The latest round of negotiations has not produced an agreement. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
KC
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is the perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings and the Metal Roofing Alliance. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I am Leslie Segretti, And happy Mother's Day to all of those mamas out there. Ladies, we do a lot, and I'm here to say good job, kudos, nicely done. We're all here to support each other. Even the dads out there that help out a ton, we hear you, we see you, and we are thankful. But it's Mama's weekend, so make her some dinner, do a home improvement project. Kids, go on that 6-mile hike if she asks, because that's what she wants to do. Coming up this hour, kitchens can feel like the busiest part of our homes. Everybody loves to hang out in there, even the pets. Now, lots of things happen in the kitchen, whether it's the food being prepped, electronics being charged, car keys getting dropped off, whatever. Those countertops bear the brunt of all that wear and tear. So we are going to share some tips on the most durable and easiest to maintain countertops just ahead. And now through June 9th, we have a great sweepstakes going on. You can enter our porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. We're giving away up to $5,000 in Deich Coatings product. We'll share all of those details in just a bit. And is your driveway ready for a do-over? You know, asphalt driveways take a beating from the cars to the kids, and don't forget everything that Mother Nature throws at it. So we're going to share some tips on how to restore your driveway, no matter how worn it is. All right, guys, you know, we are here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and tackle your to-dos with confidence. So give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Jim, who is first?
Leslie Sharon is in Tennessee. She's on the line holding for us and has some questions about tankless water heating. How can we help you, Sharon?
Just my husband and I, we're in a house that's, the tank is probably, the one we have is probably 10, 11 years old. But we find that in the bathroom, the master bathroom, which is at the far side of the house from us, you have to run the water 5 or 10 minutes before it gets hot. We've heard good things about those, so I thought, well, what do you guys know about them? Because I don't know if they've been out long enough to, quote-unquote, work all the bugs out of them. Are they a good investment? Are they good economically?
Yeah, Sharon, you know, they have been out for a long time, and it's probably longer than you think. I'd say about, like, 15 years. But the thing is, you know, you don't really need to replace your water heater nearly that often. Sometimes folks are still unfamiliar with them because you haven't been shopping for a water heater, and you're certainly not reading magazines about, like, what's new in water heating technology, which, Jim, I imagine, is a weekly magazine that people really devour, correct?
It's in my restroom reading, I'll tell you that.
And you are in there a long time. But that's another story. Sorry, Sharon. But truly, it's not something that you're really kind of staying up on unless it's time to get a new water heater. You know, what happens is with a traditional water heater, it takes time for that water to get hot. But with a tankless water heater, it kind of heats it on demand. And the issue is here that it could be the distance between the water heater and the plumbing fixture that you're waiting for the water to get there. So it could take a lot of minutes for that amount of water to pass through the pipes and show up as hot on the spot that you're calling for that water. So whether you've got a tanked heater or a tankless heater isn't going to change that distance. It's just sort of changing how that water is heated between the tanked and the tankless. It's still going to take longer to get that same amount of hot water to you, regardless of the type of water heating you have. So that's not going to change. But what will change is that you will have an unlimited supply of hot water, because tankless water heaters, pretty much when they are sized right for your home, are not going to run out of hot water. And it's really a very efficient way for you to get that hot water. But I should have asked you this. Are you on gas?
Yes.
All right. Now, if you were on electric, we'd be having a different conversation, because electric tankless water heaters are just not efficient at all. But gas is perfect, all right?
Okay. Well, something for us to get some second thoughts here and then get some quotes maybe.
Well, there's also an option by Rheem where you can actually add a bypass valve at the furthest bathroom fixture from that water heater. And what that does is it sort of recirculates that warm water through the pipes based on a timer or based on your use pattern. So with that addition, you might not be waiting at all for hot water to arrive. And that could be another option that would work for you, all right?
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good. It's got some, there's some good suggestions there that I can look into. Then we're looking at doing some things to the house, and that was the first thing I thought of.
All right. Terrific. Thank you so much for giving us a call at 888-MONEYPIT.
Let's head out to Texas, Leslie. Are you in?
All right. We're on our way to Texas.
Sweet. And it's for Bill, who has a painting question. How can we help with your project, Bill?
I'm remodeling my bathroom, and it had popcorn on the ceiling. I scraped that off. My question now is, is there a special sealer I need to put on there other than like a Kiehl's primer?
Yeah, Bill, you're exactly right. A primer is what you're going to want. And Kiehl's is a fantastic brand of primer, especially if you've got any uneven surfaces or uneven finishes or even areas of mold or discoloration. That's the type of primer that you're going to want because it's really going to seal everything in. And once that primer is dry, you can go ahead and top it with any latex top coat. You want a good quality sealing paint. You can go with white. Some people go with like a slightly tinted color just to soften up the space, but that's totally up to you.
I've got all that texture off, the popcorn off. Do they make a paint with a texture, a lot light texture in it now?
Yeah, I mean, textured ceilings in a bathroom space are kind of like the worst idea because you have a lot of moisture in the space, and that textured ceiling, if it's not sort of a stuccoed, stippled surface, is going to be made out of kind of like a fibrous material encased in that paint, and then it kind of gives you the opportunity to have mold growth, and of course you can't clean it. So it's really a terrible spot for a textured ceiling like that. So if I were you, I would not put any texture back up there. You just got it all off. Prime that ceiling, go for a good quality top coat, and you'll be so very, very happy. And of course, with a ceiling, don't go with any sheen, especially after you've sort of removed all this texture, because you could end up, if you put any kind of a sheen in that paint, you're going to very much notice any of that, you know, difference in texture, height, motion, whatever. You'll see it the second you add like the slightest bit of sheen. But a flat paint, for some reason, makes it so that you can't see any of it.
All right. Very good.
Thanks so much, Bill. Good luck with your project. Thanks so much for joining us this hour on the Money Pit. When we return, we are going to help out your kitchen countertops because they bear the brunt of all of the kitchen's busiest wear and tear. So we've got tips on the most durable and easiest ways that you can maintain those countertops just ahead. Gets warmer, you're going to want to spend more time outside enjoying your porch or patio. The Money Pit and Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, have put together the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, patio, or any concrete surface into an attractive surface that will last for years. It's so easy to enter. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter daily now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners will each receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products, everything needed to refresh 200 square feet of concrete space. Choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating, and also get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space in your home. 20 runner-up winners will each receive Deich Coatings' newest product, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Kit, valued at $150. Enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, and it really does make a great choice for kitchens and baths. Now, granite and quartz have become the gold standard lately. They're beautiful, but they can be very costly. Now, a smaller bathroom can provide opportunity for a luxe look with, you know, a budget price, obviously, because you need less countertop. Now, a solid surface countertop, that's also a great option. They look good. They offer more design flexibility since they can be custom made to fit your needs. The composite materials available are in so many colors and textural blends, and solid surface countertops, they're gorgeous. And they can also be part of a green kitchen or a bath design because it kind of incorporates old pieces of other materials that are remade into a new surface, which is great because I love the idea of repurposing everything. A solid surface is durable, it's stain resistant, they can be easy to install, they're affordable. The only downside was, you know, the color, because you don't want to choose something that's super light because it's not going to stand up well to tomato sauce unless you have like an excellent cleaner handy, because even with natural surfaces, tomato sauce, lemon juice for some reason kind of interacts with the color, wine, anything that's really heavily saturated like that can get into those surfaces and obviously will require their own approach to sort of get rid of. So just be cautious. If you've got your heart set on a lighter color, just be ready to clean and also just be careful with those things that could stain it. Now, if you're looking for a DIY countertop solution, ceramic tile is great because there's size, color, shape, texture, tons of options available. It's durable, it's stain resistant, they're easy to install, and they're affordable. Well, they can be affordable. If you're like me and you go to the tile store, you instantly walk over to the most expensive one because why not? That just seems to be the one that always catches my eye. And then I walk back and say, okay, not that price. And then you got to keep looking. But you have to remember with a countertop that's made from tile, that grout is going to need to be sealed to help prevent staining. And then the last option I would say is butcher block. It's really beautiful, and I love that kind of natural look, but it's going to need the most care because you need to prevent absorption of E. coli bacteria. So there's a lot of care that goes into maintaining a butcher block countertop. If you want some more ideas on countertop choices and countertop care, lots of information at moneypit.com. Jim, who is standing by to lend a hand?
Doug is in Rhode Island, Leslie, and he's got a question about a really cool plumbing product, in my opinion, and they're called Shark Bites. Tell us what you're working on, Doug.
Yeah, I'm in the process where I'm planning to change my two outside faucets to the type that where the actual shut off is like a foot within the house, inside the house.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Oh.
It's an actual tool called the tongue.
Oh, that makes way more sense. Okay.
Yes, and thankfully you can speak again from your home state of Michigan. But what happens with the tongue is it kind of just goes into that shark bite connection and releases it. So it releases that mechanism that holds the pipe so you can take it apart. And again, all of these tools are kind of a couple of dollars each. It's something that you're going to want to pick up because, you know, you make mistakes. We all make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But it's really an awesome way to make a perfect plumbing connection.
Does it just work forever or...
I mean, it's kind of like a Chinese finger puzzle. Is that okay to call it that? You know, those stretchy straw things that you put your two fingers in?
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you go to pull your fingers out, you can't unless you're pushing it in. So that's really the only way you can get the shark bite connection apart is by pushing it back together. So I think it's pretty sturdy.
I know they were, you know, maybe a little more pricey than using solder and fittings, but it seems like a more practical application, and as you mentioned, being in a tight spot.
Yeah, and exactly. It's a lot less expensive than perhaps causing a house fire by, you know, not correctly using a soldering torch.
Yeah, right.
All right, good luck with that project. Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Heading off to Nevada, we've got Bill on the line with an LED lighting question. What can we do for you, Bill?
I recently replaced a standard overhead incandescent lighting fixture with a LED lighting fixture. The installation went okay. Everything works. But when you turn on the light, there's a delay. There's about a second and a half, maybe a two-second delay before the lights actually come on. Is that standard? What causes it? And more importantly, is there something I can do?
Yeah, you know, we've seen that with some of the LED fixtures, and it just kind of seems to be normal. LED bulbs are pretty complicated, and when you think about all the circuitry that goes into it, I just presume that it just takes a bit to bring that light up and maintain it at that level. So I've never kind of really thought twice about this being an issue, but I could see how it might be surprising to you.
And that technology, Leslie, has actually come a long way. It's pretty neat now that they have actually dimmable LEDs, because originally, as you recall, you'd flip them on, you get the symptom that Bill just described. Now with the new LED compatible dimmers and lights, things have turned around, and you know, you pay a little bit for that, but it's cool that you can do it, because originally, you know, 10-15 years back, it was on or off.
On or off.
Yeah.
And cold blue light.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a ton of choices. It can be warm. It can be daylight.
5600K, baby.
Yeah, there's a lot of choices. Thanks for joining in on the home improvement fun. We always have something going on at the Money Pit. And now through June 9th, we've got a great sweepstakes going on. You can enter our porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. We are giving away $5,000 in Deitch Coatings products. We'll share all of those details in just a bit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
America needs an educational realignment like never before. Our guest has the answer to how that might just happen. And let's not forget the wails of O Canada, all that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
People are able to put Gucci on layaway.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Luxury brand Gucci has partnered with a firm to offer tailored monthly payments for buy now, pay later. If you can't afford Gucci, that's okay, but don't do this. This won't end well.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome, and ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Going to summer camp can be both nerve-wracking and exciting, but for children who fear an allergic reaction or asthma attack, their anxieties might be much greater. Dr. James Tracy is the president of the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
A little planning goes a long way towards making kids feel safe as well as ready. That's why parents should see their allergist as soon as possible. This will ensure that their kids have everything they need for their allergies or asthma.
What should parents know when choosing a camp?
Some parents might want to consider a specialty camp that focuses solely on kids with asthma, or one that deals specifically with food allergies. But even if parents choose a traditional camp, they should help staff as well as administrators be prepared by discussing any health needs well in advance of the camp.
Learn more at ACAAI.org. That's ACAAI.org. I'm Bob Pivo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I learned that problems don't define what your whole career is going to be, and getting over obstacles will help you later on.
No, and you will find problems all over the place, man. I have filed bankruptcy. Don't you think that everything is being nice? When I was putting together a franchise, my wife was the love of my life. She was discovered a brain tumor, okay? And she lasted for 15 months. So I had to take care of her, take care of my business. It was a balance that I had to do it. Things are going to come to your life, and you have to decide how to balance it.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I am Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you doing some gardening this weekend? I have always found that Mother's Day marks the time when it's like super warm out, or it's actually not going to be frosty anymore. So you can plant those beautiful flowers. You can do all of that gardening. You can put the mulch out there. All of the things that you've been kind of itching to do as the weather's been warming up and winter's been getting in our rearview mirror a little more. So now is the time. Get out there, enjoy your Mother's Day, sit by the garden, have somebody plant some flowers for you. Whatever you are doing, have a great weekend, and let's find out what projects are on everybody's to-do list. So, Jim, let's see who's got one we can help out with. Who's up on the phones?
We've got Kirsten in my home state of Michigan. You notice I point that out all the time, right? Is this my
know you're from Michigan, Jim.
Yeah, go blue, go green. Kirsten, I'm sorry. What's going on?
We have been in our house for 15 years, colonial. And came home the other day, and my husband said that there were water spots, about four of them, on our family room ceiling. And just above that is the master bathroom where lots of showers take place.
All right, so this is just below your master bath. Do you have a shower or a bathtub there?
We have both.
All right, is it a standalone shower stall?
Yes.
Okay, so do you happen to know what the shower pan is made of? Is it tile? Is it fiberglass?
Fiberglass.
All right, so you know it's fiberglass. Great. And what you're going to have to do here is try to do some detective work. We're going to have to figure out where exactly this water is coming from. I mean, obviously, it's coming from somewhere in that bathroom, but I can tell you with the shower pan, which we hope is okay, we're going to have to do some testing, because if it's not okay, you're going to have to rip out a good part of that shower stall to fix it. So what you want to do here is take a washcloth or even one of those rubber pads that you use to open up a jar that's too tight. Those work really well. And you put it over the drain. And then you fill that shower pan up about 3 or 4 inches with water. I mean, as much as you can fill it without it overflowing. And then you just let it sit there for a while. And pretty much as soon as you fill it up, I want you to go downstairs and take a look at the ceiling. See then if you've got any leaks, because we've done this test before, and we've seen it leak almost immediately, because basically what you're doing is you're filling up that shower pan, and you're making sure there's no fine cracks in that pan. If there are cracks in that pan, that's where the leak's going to be.
In the bathroom.
Right, but on the shower pan, you don't have tile, correct? Because sometimes we see lead-lined shower pans where this goes through quickly, so we do want to know if that's okay. The next thing you want to do is carefully look at the tile walls, and you want to make sure that the joints are all caulked in the corners and where the tile meets that shower pan itself, because that's another area where the water can tend to leak through. And then lastly, you kind of have to examine the tile very carefully to see if you see any gaps in the grout, because what can happen is it might not leak when you're just draining water straight through the shower pan, but when you're in the shower and the water hits your body and it kind of bounces off you and hits the walls, then maybe that's when you're getting the leak. So it's sort of like wind-driven rain, but think of you as the wind-driven rain, if that makes sense. So you kind of really have to look at all of these different areas. You're going to kind of problem solve to see where this water is actually happening. All right. So, I mean, what we're doing here is trying to see if it is 100% that master bath. If it's not, we can start looking at some other things. You know, is there a vent pipe that goes through the roof somewhere near there? Could water be getting through that? Is there an issue with flashing? Is there something wrong on the roof? There's just some things that we'll have to sort of check off our list as we sort of problem solve and, you know, test. So start with all those things in the master bath, check all the stuff for the shower, and see what comes of it.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with your project, Kristen. It's going to be a little bit of investigative work, but we are here to help you out. So once you kind of see where that leak is coming from, reach back out and we can talk you through it. Well, we are thrilled to announce that we've partnered with Deich Coatings to bring you the ultimate porch and patio makeover sweepstakes. We love to give stuff away with our partners. Now through June 9th, you can enter to win amazing, easy-to-use DIY products from Deich Coatings that will transform your porch, your patio, and any other concrete surface you like into an attractive surface that will last for years. Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes right now through June 9th. Two grand prize winners are each going to receive about $1,000 in Deich Coatings products. You can choose a decorative surface of spread rock granite stone coating, track safe anti-slip color coat, or roller rock rollable stone coating. And you're also going to get a final coating of track safe anti-slip sealer to create a gorgeous new space for your home. There'll also be 20 runner-up winners who will each receive a track safe anti-slip color kit valued at $150. You can enter today at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. This is the Money Pit. When we return, is your driveway ready for a do-over? You know, asphalt driveways definitely take a beating from cars and kids, and don't forget all that weather has been happening this winter season. So we are going to share some tips on how to restore your driveway, no matter how worn it is, after this. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you ready to make some renovations like a pro? Well, you can tune into the Money Pit podcast where we've got expert tips and tricks. You know, whether it's a kitchen upgrade, a bathroom revamp, even a total home makeover, we are ready to share the knowledge to give you the confidence to transform your space into a masterpiece. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts now and start renovating like a pro.
Carson sent us a message on our voicemail system, Leslie, at moneypit.com, by the way. And here we go. Let's hear what he has to say.
I have stairs in an apartment, and the bottom half are open, and they have carpet, which is just wrapped around and stapled underneath. Is there a good vinyl product that I can put on the stairs and get away from carpet?
So, Carson, this is tricky because what you've mentioned is that the bottom few are these open steps and you want to get rid of the carpeting, which is fine. You can totally get rid of that carpeting and remove all those staples. But I don't know where you're going to or where you're coming from. So what's the floor that you're landing on? What's on the upper steps that you're coming from? Do you not care? Do you want to match? Do you want to complement it? Because there's a lot of different ways that you can do this. You know, there are vinyl tread options from different companies like American Stair Treads, and they have a bull nose and a square nose kind of built right in that you could just attach to the existing step. They're like gray, tan, black, but they're kind of very industrial looking. So, you know, does that work? But there are some available online that do have that cap nose kind of built into the tread themselves. They come sort of in a 4-foot length. You cut them to the right size and then, you know, attach according to the manufacturer.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
9.9 million Americans misuse prescription drugs, with most of the pills coming from family and friends' medicine cabinets. The National Prescription Drug Take Back Day addresses this public health and safety issue. Help us keep prescription drugs out of the hands of our young people. Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs to the Reading City Hall on Saturday, April 26, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, contact Chemical People at 241-5958 or chemicalpeople.org.
Tear it out and start from scratch. But if the driveway is just worn and doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option. So for driveway replacement, the most important thing is the preparation of the base. Now, once the old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, like, you know, typically 6 inches of the gravel, is going to be installed. And then you've got to roll it out, and I mean tamp it roll it. But I'm not talking about just like with a dinky little roller. Like a walk behind roller could be like 3,500 pounds. But if the company who's installing it has like a drive-in one, they could be like 11,000 to like 30,000 pounds. So what's happening is it is sort of crushing down and tamping down this gravel base so that it will be solid, like a finished road. And that is really what you want, because when this part is done well, you can expect your driveway to look like the day it was put down for many, many, many years. Now, lastly, it's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Some asphalt has more aggregate, kind of like the stone in it, than others. If you go with one that's too sandy, the driveway won't be as strong and you could have problems in as little as a few years. But if you put down one that has more aggregate, it's going to last 10 or more. Sandy asphalt might give you a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So you always want to choose an asphalt mix that has more gravel. Listen, guys, we can't wait to see all of those freshened up driveways that you're tackling this summer. Send us your pictures at moneypit.com. We love braggers. It's fine. Be proud of the work you do. So send us some images and maybe we'll start rotating them on our social media so we can all see what you guys have been working on and you can give yourself an attaboy. All right, Jim, let's get back to the phones.
Okay, we're heading out to Maine where Carol's got an electrical problem. And Leslie, you already know my answer when it comes to electrical.
Hire a pro.
If, now let's hear what the question is. Maybe not.
All right. Maybe not.
But if you got to ask some questions, there's your answer.
Maybe you should not be doing it. All right, let's hear what Carol's got going on.
We are doing replacing some outlets, older outlets. And the outlets that we are taking out have two black wires and two red wires. And our question is, do we need to replace both of those black wires and both of those red wires on the new receptacle?
All right. So, Carol, when you're removing this outlet and you're replacing the receptacle, you should see black wires and red wires. And generally, those should be the hot live wires. And then you should have some white wires that would be the neutral. And this is all a should be. If your house has been wired incorrectly in any way, it might not be correct. And if you accidentally put a white wire to a black wire, you could cause a short, like tripping or even a fire. So what I would say, if you're unsure about this in any way, it's better to consult an electrician. But generally, when you're replacing outlets, it's wire for wire. So black to black, red to red, white to white. You want to make sure that you're connecting everything the way that it should go. So if you're asking the questions, I would say maybe hire a pro. And generally, with smaller projects like this, it's kind of good to, you know, have a couple of them around, change all the receptacles in one room, or
get the most bang for your buck. Yeah, because they're there anyway. Yeah,
exactly. Because they're going to be there. They're going to charge you for the hour rather than having something that's done super quick. Put a bunch of stuff together and get all of those projects done.
Carol, if you do decide to do it or yourself or have somebody do it, take a picture as you're taking it apart so you can see exactly. Because what happens if you take it apart and you don't do it right then and there, there's a real good chance you're going to forget what wire went where.
Yeah.
Just take a picture.
Oh, and Carol, I didn't say it, but make sure that power is off.
Let's back up a little, shall we?
Power off. Wire for wire. Be safe. I think we fixed it.
When we return, we'll share some projects that can find new purpose for those old decor pieces kicking around your money pit. So stick around.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors
every single day.
There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.